Hi, everyone. My name is Peng. I'm from University of Florida, Soil and Water Science Department. I'm a third-year PhD student. Today, my research topic is the background and bioassessable concentration of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons into Florida urban soils. Here is the outline. So first of all, I will introduce a little bit about the pHs, and then I will talk about the total pHs concentration in the Florida urban soils. And then we also analyzed the bioassessable pHs concentration in those samples. At last, we are interested about where those pHs come from. So we did some source identification and apportionment analysis. This is just a briefly introduction of pHs. So US EPA have listed 16 priority pHs like long time ago, and 7 of them are carcinogenic, and they are like volatile, so they can transport in the environment. And they are also hydrophobic, so soil is a major sink in the environment, also sediment. Since they are called aromatic, so they are chemical stable. And there are three sources in the environment. One is biogenic, because some plants or like microbes can synthesize the pHs. And second one is petrogenic, which is come from the petroleum or the other fossil fuels. And the last one is the pyrogenic, is produced during the high temperature combustion procedures. And the terms of the urban background concentration is the natural concentration plus the anthropogenic non-point sources concentrations. So we are trying to avoid the point sources in the urban, so that we can have a general idea of the background concentration. So for the soil, they don't have like a nationwide levels for the contaminant like drinking water standards. But in Florida EPA have their own cleanup target levels. So this is the list for the 16 pHs cleanup target levels. There are two levels. One is residential, the other is industrial, commercial. And among all the 7 carcinogenic pHs, the benzoate pyrene is the most carcinogenic one, was considered as the most carcinogenic one. So people are using this concentration as a standard and convert all the other carcinogenic pHs concentration into this one by using the PEF, which is potency equivalency factor, and calculate the BAPEQ concentration to do the risk assessment or compare with the target levels. So besides the 16 pHs, I also analyzed 6 US EPA new pHs they just proposed few years ago. And we can see like these two new pHs, their PEF are like 20 times higher and 30 times higher than BAP. So for now, BAP is not the most carcinogenic one. And this is the figure of the GC. For all the pHs. Then is the sample collection and analyze. Since Tampa is larger, we picked Tampa and Orlando as the target cities, since they are like a large tourism cities in Florida. A lot of people come to travel, and they also have like a high population. And Tampa area is larger than Orlando, so we collect more samples in Tampa than Orlando. To make sure they have like the same sampling density, and we pick the service soils because we are talking about human health impact, and we also store them in the aluminum foil and dry at room temperature, and for the total pHs we are determined by the US EPA method 355. And 8270, which are the sonic extraction and GCMS analyze. And the bioaccessibility, for the bioaccessibility analyze, we use the ambusinal extraction. This is the QA/QC. For the quantification, we use the external standards, which is the deuterated pHs, and we also apply the recovery surrogates to represent 2 rings, 3 rings, 4 rings, and 5 rings pHs. The last one is the detection limit. We use 3 times the signal to noise ratio. The way we determine the bioaccessibility in this research is by applying unbusnal extraction method. So there are like a lot of different kinds of methods right now to mimic the bioavailability of the soil. The reason why we use this one is because it's simple. We only need the unbusnal, and it's already validated on in the reference by the swine model and the mouse model. So here is the total pHs concentrations. We can see that Tampa have relative higher concentration than in Orlando, but they are like pretty in the same range. But it also includes all the non-carcinogenic pHs. So we are more interested about the human health impact. So we also did a figure for the BAPEQ that I was talk about. For the BAPEQ is also higher in Tampa. The maximum is 9,407 ppb. For Orlando, it's much lower for the maximum. We also categorize all the sampling sites as commercial and public. So we can easily see that commercial sites have higher concentration or we can say like higher risk for the human health compared with public site. This is just a figure show like the horizontal is the number of the samples, and this shows the percentage of the sample which is under the residential levels, between the residential level and the industrial level, and this is higher than the industrial commercial level. So we can see that there are 20% samples in Orlando and 25% samples in Tampa is even higher than the industrial commercial level in Florida. We also use ArcGIS to do the map for those two cities. We can see that the red sites are the one have like higher concentration than the industrial and commercial levels, and the yellow one is between, and the green one is lower than the residential. So for the red sites, we can easily see that they are among like in the downtown area for both Tampa and Orlando. And also we highlight the high traffic volume roads in orange, so we can see that the high concentrations sites are near the high traffic roads. We also use another method called the inverse distance weighted interpolation method in ArcGIS. By this method, we can just predict all the other areas that we didn't sample in the cities, like how we can have a general idea like how much do they have in those areas. Also, by this kind of method, we can see that the downtown area and high traffic area, a high traffic road have like a relative higher concentration in terms of the BAPEQ. Then it's the bioaccessibility of those pHs. Because we are talking about like human health impact, so we want to know like if we only talk about total, it might not be bioavailable or bioaccessible. So we want to know like how much percent of those pHs are bioaccessible to human. So we use this equation, simple one, to determine the bioaccessibilities. And for the result, the bioaccessibility have a really large range from 1% to 93%. And for all the pHs, mean range is from 1 to 39%. And there is like a general trend, which is like when the the range of pH is increased, the bioaccessibility decreased because they are becoming more hydrophobic. So this figure just show that TAMPA for the BAP EQ concentrations bioaccessibilities, Orlando's mean is 20, TAMPA is 14. It's pretty similar. And for all the pHs, actually they got the same number, which is 10%, which means that the bioaccessibility of all the pHs, like the average in both cities, are like 10%, which means that if like the soil have like 10 ppm pHs, like the total concentration, like 1 ppm of them can be bioaccessible. And these two figures just show the bioaccessible pHs concentrations, and I already introduced a little bit about. So which is interesting is that like Orlando actually have higher bioaccessible pHs concentration than in Tampa. 36% of the samples have exceeded the residential level, but all of them are under the industrial level. For Tampa, none of the sample are higher than the residential level. And then we want to to know where are those pHs from in the urban soils. We did a source analysis, and based on the pHs percentage composition, we can easily see that both Tampa and Orlando have more high molecular weight pHs, which are 5 rings and 6 rings pHs, compared with the low molecular weight pHs, which are less than 4 rings. So based on the reference, we always thinking like high molecular pHs are from the anthropogenic sources, and it's common in the urban areas. And for the low molecular pHs, they are more common in the remote areas, like rural areas, and they are mainly come from the natural sources. So we can see in both cities, most of them are come from the anthropogenic sources. We also use another way called diagnostic ratios. It's a most traditional one and a simple one. You can just calculate based on those ratios and to see your result. Where is your result for into like the in which levels? For example, if your ratio of total low molecular weight pHs to total high molecular weight pHs is 0.1, it means that it's the major source of this sample is from the pyogenic. So we just did like a literature review for all the diagnostic ratios. We also use another model called PMF model, which is developed by the US EPA. And based on this model, we can see that the major source of the pHs in Orlando and Tampa are from traffic emission and coke sources. So this is the conclusion. As I mentioned, Tampa soil have like relative higher total pHs than BAPEQ concentration in Orlando, and both of cities are determined by the high molecular weight pHs, and commercial sites have higher concentration than the public sites. But inverse, like Orlando soil have relative higher bioaccessible pHs concentration than Tampa. And the major source, as I mentioned, are the pyrogenic and traffic emission and pressure combustion and coal and biomass combustion in both cities. And the GIS map shows that the downtown area and the high traffic roads area have significantly higher concentration in both cities. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have time for one quick question.
Yeah, I forgot to mention. The commercial area are the grocery stores, cinemas, and restaurants. those areas, and the public like government building, libraries, those and the park, those areas. So when we go there, we are going to determine what is the area belongs to.
And when you show me the data, I didn't feel you said you did that enough, and I didn't see the world in the different. There's a lot of medium, two medium, there's different and average.
Oh, you mean you didn't see the difference? But based on the t-test, there are like significant difference. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.